This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday told Ukraine it will soon get more air defense weaponry after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive aid package over the weekend. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a call with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, the president said once the Senate approves the package, he will sign off fast, and Ukraine will get badly needed air defense weapons. Russia's been stepping up its attacks. Zelensky says the president assured him of more long-range and artillery capabilities, and he's also hoping for more Patriot air defense systems from European Union members, though countries that have the high-tech batteries are hesitating to send them. EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell says each will have to make its own call.
Everything has been said, and a lot of things have to be done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian missile strike that broke in half a 240-meter television tower in Kharkiv on Monday is part of a deliberate effort by Moscow to make Ukraine's second-largest city uninhabitable. The U.S. State Department on Monday said Hamas moved the goalposts in ceasefire talks with Israel.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas moved the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
The ceasefire discussions, mediated by Qatar and Egypt, are being held against the backdrop of a humanitarian disaster in Gaza, where Palestinians are suffering. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. There are growing protests at U.S. colleges and universities as the Jewish Passover holiday begins, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Officials in New York City and across the country are urging calm.
Talk to each other, understand different points of view, because that's what college students should be doing.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul outside Columbia University, where in-person learning was canceled for the day because of fears Jewish students might be harmed by pro-Palestinian factions. An NYPD legal official, Michael Gerber, says they've been asked to generally stay off the campus except for last week. The arrests of demonstrators sparked new pro-Palestinian encampments at schools like MIT, the University of Michigan, and the University of North Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria faced two separate rocket and explosive drone attacks in less than 24 hours, Iraqi security sources and U.S. officials told Reuters on Monday. In the first such incidents reported after a near three-month pause, two drones were shot down at an airbase that hosts U.S. troops in a western Iraqi province out of an abundance of caution, a U.S. official said. That followed five rockets fired from northern Iraq toward U.S. forces at a base in remote northeastern Syria on Sunday, according to U.S. and Iraqi officials. There were no reports of casualties or significant damage from the attacks. The defense in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money case made its opening statement on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's lawyer Todd Blanche told jurors President Trump is innocent. President Trump did not commit any crimes. The Manhattan DA's office should never have brought this case. As he began his defense, Trump watched him. As Blanche told jurors, we call him president out of respect. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide payments to cover up salacious stories about him during the 2016 campaign. Blanche blamed Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen, and said Trump had nothing to do with the payments. Blanche told jurors, I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak promised on Monday to start sending asylum seekers to Rwanda within 10 to 12 weeks as the upper house of parliament finally passed required legislation, delayed for weeks by attempts to alter the plan. Sunak said the government had booked commercial charter planes and trained staff to take migrants to Rwanda. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.